Welcome back to the DX Audio Service for August 1998.
The regularly scheduled program for this station is unavailable at the request of the rights holders. Please check the schedule on the page for broadcast availability.
DXing via the internet does bring up a very important question. If the programming is available on your computer, could your reception report be questioned?
That girl, she's crazy! Here's new music from Alana Davis on Chum FM.
It's 6 o'clock. This is Dan Turner with Chum News. You'll want to keep an umbrella handy tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, then clearing, low near 18. Mainly sunny, windy, and warm tomorrow, high near 30. It's 26 degrees right now. Chum Cottage Country and City View traffic now with May Moore. Now, you're up to date. I'm Dan Turner, Chum News.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the greatest city in the world, 60s at 6.
Oldies Radio 1050 Chum.
For over 40 years, 1050 Chum has been Southern Ontario's source for the greatest music in the world. We were there to bring you the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Supremes. We gave you the greatest contests, like Don't Say Hello, Say I Listen to Chum. It's been a wild ride. We've enjoyed every rock-solid minute of it. But Chum is about to change. Chum, the station that's famous around the globe, is now broadcasting to the whole wide world. Over the internet, in real audio, thanks to Infopreneur.net. All the oldies, for all the world. The new home of the Toronto Blue Jays, 1050 Chum. 1050 Chum.com.
www.1050chum.com. You could win an amazing Chum Red Mint Condition 1964 Corvette. See it this Tuesday between 10 and 6 at the new CN Tower, 301 Front Street West. And remember to fill out a ballot for your chance to make it a 1050 Chum Corvette summer.
From a decade that gave us dial your own long-distance telephone service, this is the 60s at 6.
Oldies Radio 1050 Chum.
The Chiffons live here.
Oldies Radio 1050 Chum.
Curtola right here on Oldies Radio 1050 Chum on the 60s at 6, Sunday night edition with me, Charlie O'Brien. Hey, nice to have you joining us today. What a busy day it was today with the Jays game and, of course, the Molson Indy going round and round and round at Exhibition Place today. Just a fun weekend, and thank you for spending it here with Oldies Radio 1050 Chum. More hot fun, your summertime station with Sly next.
Hey, I'm Uncle Dan's on Sunday with music from Natalie Umbrulli at this hour. Also going to play next, Brandy and Monica.
Tragically hip new one and more of today's best music.
Get your pad and pencil handy now. It's time for Hometown Radio Stereo, WIRY's Radio Wheel of Fortune. It's brought to you this morning by Nexus. Now, if you solve our Radio Wheel of Fortune puzzle correctly this morning, you're going to win the Nexus Feed Your Head gift pack. Please remember, if you've won in the last month, you're not eligible to play. Are you ready? Help me out now. Help me out with saying Wheel of Fortune.
Hi, this is Vanna White. Today's Radio Wheel of Fortune category is thing or proper name. There are six letters, and it starts with B. They can be Babbling, Albert, or Mel.
Or as you said, as in
Garth Brooks.
As in Garth Brooks. Let's see if you're right, gal.
That's right. The answer is Brooks. Let's see what you've won.
Congratulations, Gal Hill. You've won yourself an Exes Feed Your Head gift pack. Congratulations, and simply stop in at the Hometown Radio Wiry Studios at 301 Cornelia Street here in Plattsburgh and pick up your gifts anytime in the next couple of weeks. We'll be playing the Radio Wheel of Fortune again tomorrow morning starting at 11 o'clock. Sunshiny and hot today. Temperatures approaching 90 degrees. Variably cloudy overnight tonight. The possibility of a thunderstorm becoming muggy. Temperatures overnight tonight will only cool down into the lower 70s. Tomorrow on Wednesday, some clouds, some sunshine, and 4 out of 10 chances some showers. Temperatures a lot cooler in the low to middle 80s. 77 now with more of the best music on the best station. Your favorite. Here's Matchbox 20. It's 15 now after 11 o'clock.
Well, the news is now. This is News Radio 610.
9:29 on News Radio 610. Thousands of Carnival cruise ship passengers woke up in Miami this morning instead of their destination in Key West.
And NTSB investigators are on board that fire damaged ship this morning in the port of Miami. Many passengers opting to spend the night on board rather than getting the free rooms that were offered by Carnival Cruise Line.
And there are lots of questions this morning over the way the ship's captain and crew handled the fire. They wonder why it took nearly an hour for the ship to ask the Coast Guard for help.
In sports, the Marlins lose to Milwaukee 5-3. They play again tonight. W-I-O-T, 9:30 on News Radio 610.
CNN Radio News. I'm Harry Deeble. Worked for over 60 years. South Florida has come to WIOD for you.
That's the only thing we have to do.
Houston, we've had a problem.
The president has been shot.
Ask not what your country...
It matters the people of the state of California versus foreign policy.
Let there be no room for doubt. We will find the people who did. But if a newly proposed 24-story building goes up, News Radio 610 signal could go down. Help save News Radio 610. Listen for updates or call 305-770-2502.
9:53 on News Radio 610. It's time for traffic and weather together on the threes.
This traffic update is service of the Phonics game in Broward. The road work closing down the Los Olas Boulevard Bridge over the Intracoastal. Use the Sunrise Boulevard Bridge instead. In Palm Beach County, hitting one accident on the...
And now we join Mark Durenberger, who's been parked alongside US 50 out in the middle of nowhere for the last 4 weeks, anxious to finish part two of his Clear Channel band scan.
Greetings, DXers. This is Mark Durenberger in Minneapolis. We're on the second leg of our journey from east to west along Highway 50, from Chesapeake Bay in the east to San Francisco and the Golden Gate. Along the way, we've been recording Clear Channel stations to the north of Highway 50 to the south of Highway 50. On this month's column, we enter the industrial or the Middle Eastern part of the country. We'll take stations from Detroit, west to Chicago, and south to Atlanta. You'll hear some Clear Channel powerhouse signatures along the way. So let's get going and make our first captures the signals from Ohio.
Round the clock coverage from News Radio, WTAM 1100, Cleveland.
Good morning, I'm Carmen Angelo, and this is the 12 o'clock report on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Details coming up. The National Weather Service forecast, variable cloudiness overnight.
From our location just inside the Ohio state line, we didn't have to move the loop very far off of Cleveland to pick up the Detroit clear.
This is the great voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760.
WJR,
Detroit. An ABC radio station.
As we motored through Indiana, we drove right through the major lobes of these two powerhouses from Fort Wayne and Indianapolis.
Smell hardwood burning? That's our Pacers.
Radio Indiana. WIBC, Indianapolis.
A disgruntled state worker kills five in Connecticut.
News Talk 1190, Wall Wall Radio, WOWO, Fort Wayne's number one for weather, news, and entertaining talk.
1190, Wall Wall, WOWO, Fort Wayne.
Cloudy skies.
If you're tracking us as we work our way west on Highway 50, you realize that, whoops, we drove right through Cincinnati and missed two big radio stations there. Well, when we began this series, we said we weren't going to cheat and record Clear Channel stations right there in the towns where their towers were located. Instead, we said we'd get a respectable distance away. So, from the western edge of Indiana, looking back over our shoulder, here are Cincinnati's two Clear Channel assignments with mixed results from that distance.
WSAI.
The station that plays all those songs that you and I love to sing along with. And I heard you singing along with that one. Pretty good, too.
Celebrating 4 years of wonderful songs and information. WSAI. 1530 WSAI. Cincinnati's original hit station.
News, I'm Paul James. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena.
No surprise that wasn't a perfect signal. There's a null in the directional pattern on Cincinnati, protecting Sacramento on the same channel. Boy, I'll tell you though, you go up to 700, a non-directional 50,000 watt 1A, and listen what happens.
This is 50,000 watts of pure listening pleasure. The big one.
The big one.
700. WLW.
Good morning, North America. This is the Truckin' Bozo radio program. From the Hudson Bay to the Florida Keys and from the Empire State to the Golden Gate, we're ready to roll all night long on the big one, 700 WLW. Our toll-free number from anywhere in North America is 888-860-TRUK.
A typical example of the fun of nighttime long-distance AM radio, WLW Cincinnati. Okay, as we continue to motor west, we turn our antennas south of Highway 50, and the first big station we encounter is from Louisville, Kentucky.
84 WHAS, Jane Norris.
Join me from 9 to noon for all the day's news and your chance to talk back. You don't want to miss it. 9 to noon.
This is Kentuckiana's new weather and traffic station.
84 WHAS, Louisville.
News on the hour.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Mindy Peterson, News Radio 84 WHAS. A Jefferson County grand jury will hear testimony.
We had a big old battery that ran the radio. Sometimes we run it down listening to the Opry show.
Let's see what we can get on the car radio.
The year was 1925, and in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, radio station WSM, on the air for a little more than a month, was broadcasting its first program of Down Home Tunes. That was the beginning of the world's most famous radio program, the WSM Grand Ole Opry. Today, the Opry is still America's premier showcase for country music, and it's still on the air. Tickets and information, call 615-889-3060. And hear it here every weekend on the home of the Grand Ole Opry for nearly three quarters of a century.
Thank you very much.
AM 650 WSM. You're listening to the winner of two Scripps Howard National Journalism Awards and the Mid-South source for news, weather, and traffic. This is the home of the Grand Ole Opry. AM 650 WSM, Nashville. It's 10 o'clock.
From ABC News.
I'll tell you, this has been more fun motoring from east to west along Highway 50 and capturing nighttime Clear Channel stations. There's another in Nashville that we can't forget.
Talk 1510.
As we journey west on Highway 50, before we leave the eastern third of the country, we need to poke our antenna into the deep south.
Neil Bortz knows the hard court and so much more. Weekdays 8:30 to noon on News Talk 750 WSB. Now, the top local news from the station you trust. News Talk 750 WSB. Atlanta's news, weather, traffic, and Braves station. Depend on it.
Good evening, I'm Veronica Waters, our top local...
Our 1998 Clear Channel band scan is being recorded along Federal Highway 50 from Baltimore to the Golden Gate. Along the way, we're looking north and south with our loop antenna, a beverage long wire, our Sony 7600 and IC2010, and a Sony Digital NT1 Scoopman. That combination makes for some pretty good audio, as I think you'll agree. Our next column will take us into the Plains States and the middle of the country, Flatland, USA. But before we leave this area, we've got to do Chicago, as we recorded all eight stations on the Clear Channel frequencies from Chicago. Here they are, beginning with WMAQ.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is Chicago, WMAQ.
Whoops! Our Clear Channel capture machine does that once in a while, folks. It slipped back in time almost 60 years. We want WMAQ all right, but let's retune the Clear Channel capture machine, tighten the belts, and see if we can get it closer to 1998.
Happening now. You're hearing it now on WMAQ. We are all news, all day, every day.
WMAQ Chicago.
WMAQ News Time, 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Frank, and in the news this hour...
You're listening to Radio 720, WGN Chicago, a Tribune broadcasting station. Welcome back to Extension 720. Again, your host and moderator, Milton Rosenberg.
And we are more than overdue to get to the telephones. We'll do that instantly after I once again say that you can reach us at the usual number, 591-7200.
In business, the Dow right now is down 77 points at 8462.
All news, all the time.
WBBM, Chicago.
CBS News.
Get motivated and stay motivated on your personal achievement station, AM 820 WIPA, Chicago.
Now you can benefit from Michael Gerber's Small Business Success System, the same system that is...
WLM, Chicago.
News and talk around the clock. News Talk 89 WLS.
Iggy Pop and the ABC Orchestra with Lust for Life.
The radio home of the five-time world champion Chicago Bulls. AM 1000, a Chancellor Media radio station, WMVP Chicago.
Mutual News, nearly 30 years after the My Lai massacre.
Representative, call 1-800-ASK-ZERO.
Portion of Sports Radio 1160 is sponsored by Fidelity Investments. It's 402 WSCR Chicago. Terry Boers along with Steve Rosenblum.
La X Tropical 1200 AM es la radio oficial de Primavera Musical 98. Sábado 14 de marzo en el Aragón con Jerry Rivera, Víctor Manuel, La India y Grupo Manía. Primavera Musical 98. La X Tropical es la emisora oficial de este gran evento.
WLXX 1200 AM. La X Tropical Chicago.
Ray Rubio. La X Tropical
1200 AM. Chicago.
8 in a row from one of the greatest radio cities in the country. And that's this edition of our Clear Channel Band Scan. This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis. Next time around, we'll enter the Plains States, and we'll start with Minneapolis and work our way all the way south to San Antonio. Till then, good listening, DXers.
And now as a special treat, here's DX Audio Service member Carl Dabbelstein.
Thanks, Fred, and hi, everybody. This past June, I had to take a business trip to the island of Kauai in Hawaii. Not having been to the 50th state before, I decided to take along my Sony ICF6500W portable to check out the broadcast band from the Pacific shore near the town of Lihue. I was quite surprised with what I was able to hear and thought I might share some of it with you here on the DX Audio Service. I'll begin this session with a band scan of the AM stations currently on the air in Hawaii, all of which are audible from Kauai. I'll start with KMVI on 550 in Wailuku and continue through 1540 with KISA in Honolulu.
This is the station for good time oldies, Cruising 55, KMVI, Wailuku.
All right, you know where that is. Good morning, Kauai is calling FM 93.5 AM 570.
Kauai is radio.
AM 59.
My friends, we're back from where the National News via satellite, like only KIPA, Rainbow Radio can bring it to you.
Latest comprehensive news from around the world, the nation, and the 50th state. This is Hawaii's news station, AM 650 KHNR.
67 AM KPUA Hilo, your CBS radio news and sports affiliate on the Big Island.
67
Wendy from One Eye, Justin Cruz, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, KQMQ, FM, and AM, Honolulu.
Watch it grow just by listening to Kauai's radio station, 720 KUAI.
We're listening to AM 760, KGU, Honolulu, the ball.
You found cool oldies, 92.7 FM, KAOE, Hilo, and 790 AM, KKON, Kealakekua.
A division of Big Island Radio.
We'll tell you how it really is. Your home for common sense talk. KHVH, Hawaii's Real Radio, 830.
Great oldies from great movies during a summer movie weekend. On your good time oldies station, the all-new Cruisin' 850-KHLO.
That's every Monday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. on KAIM, AM 870. Make a decision today to tune in.
900 KNUI.
KJPN 940 Honolulu, Hawaii.
Proud to be country, Hawaii's country, 990 AM.
This is KLHD Honolulu.
This is 1110 AM radio on Maui and the Big Island, KAOI.
Sorry.
Welcome once again here at Enriching the World, AM 1270 KNDI.
This is KIFO 1380 AM in Pearl City.
Celebrating a new renaissance of Hawaiian pride. We're 1420 AM KCCN Honolulu.
Good morning, everyone. 7 o'clock right now at KGMZ, IAO Honolulu, and KULA Honolulu.
AM 1500, the home of great songs and fond memories. Kumutu, share us with a friend.
You're listening to KWAI Honolulu, 1080 on your AM dial, and KISA Honolulu, 1540 on your AM dial.
I'll next turn to the California Clear Channel stations, most of which are heard regularly in Kauai.
The open lines in LA County at 5201 KFI 1248. My name is... This is KFI AM 640. We're simulating talk radio. Navigation by calling on KFI 7.
You're listening to ESPN Radio on KNBR 68, the sports leader.
serving the Bay Area with all news, all day, all night. This is KCBS All News 74. KCBS, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
The Sunday program, Saturdays and Sundays from 7 to 10 on KGF News Talk 810.
Here in Hollywood, it's 58 degrees. That's KNX traffic and weather together.
Now at www.kfax.com, where there's always something new and exciting to talk about.
And mention our call letters, KRDU Dinuba.
1140 KHTK, Sacramento. Right now, complete coverage of Decision 98 continues on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Other West Coast clears are regularly audible at night. Here are KPNW and KEX in Oregon, followed by KGA in Spokane, Washington.
In Springfield and Albany, you're listening to 50,000 Watt News Radio, 1120 KPNW, Eugene, Springfield.
Sometimes I'll sit in the driveway and listen to the end of the game. My neighbors must think I'm a freak.
KEX and the boys, what a combination.
1190 KEX.
KEX.
The more you listen, the more you know. Now, getting it set for America, the Inland Northwest, and Spokane, it's the nation's number one overnight talk show with Art Bell. Only from Super Talk 1510, KDA.
Some of the Inland Clear Channel regulars I heard include the following.
Laura, weekdays 1:15 to 3 on News Radio 770 KOB.
I'm Paul Alexander, News Radio 780 KOH.
We're getting it set for Reno in Northern Nevada. Now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on News Radio 780 KOH.
Looking at the 1030 K2 weather, cloudy and cool on Wednesday. 50-50 chance of showers, highs to low to mid-80s. And that's the latest on your weather from the big one. 1030 K2.
PSL, Salt Lake City.
For everyone.
KOMA, the music you grew up with, the grassroots now, 1966. Where were you? What I needed you right here on KOMA.
I discovered a number of California stations operating on regional channels are also loggable on a regular basis.
Now, live for all of Southern California, from San Diego to Santa Barbara, this is the Lynn Harper Show on News Radio 600 KOGO.
What's going on around the back on Real Country 910 KNEW?
The following is the Real Country 910 KNEW Bay Area Consumer Update.
Radio Noticias 930. KKHJ, Los Ángeles, Santa Ana, San Bernardino. La única estación de Los Ángeles con noticias las 24 horas.
On the Night Show with Ben and Dave every night here on the Extra Sports Radio Network.
Ben and Dave, the Extra Sports Radio Network, KXDA Los Angeles.
Extra Sports!
1150. 1320. KCTC. More local news. More local traffic. More local weather than any other station in Sonoma County. This is News Talk 1350. KSRO.
The KNZR Morning News with Chris and Woody. A great way to get information you need to start your day.
I was surprised to be able to hear California graveyarders from more than 2,000 miles away quite well. Here are KDAC 1230 in Fort Bragg, KPOD 1240 in Crescent City, and KATA on 1340 in Arcata.
4-1-1-3-8.
The Mendocino County's number one source for news and information. AM 1230 KAC Fort Bragg.
Another country classic is just around the corner, and you're coasting with K-Pod, KPOD.
When you want great oldies, you want your
good time oldies station, Oldies 1340 KATA.
Several Canadian stations also made their way to Kauai during my monitoring, including CKXM at 1200 in Vancouver, CFRN on 1260 in Edmonton, Alberta, and CJME at 1300 from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Well, hello, I'm Todd Hunter, continuing along, bringing you great music from 1200 CKXM till 5:30 this morning from Peter Shad to reach her.
All weekend long.
Finally, I was able to hear some south of the border stations. Here are XEB on 1220 from Mexico City and HJFB Radio Uno on 1340 from Bogota, Colombia, my first South American graveyarder.
XEB, La B Grande de Mexico.
As you can see, AMDXing from Kauai can produce some very interesting catches. I hope you enjoyed this visit to the 50th state. For the National Radio Club, this is Carl Dabbelstein, 73s and Mahalo.
Talking with Dale Hamm about our National Radio Club convention, which is coming up. And Dale, can you tell us when the convention will be held?
Will be held September the 4th through September the 6th.
And is there a cost for the convention registration?
Pre-registration is $35 up until August 15th. And after that, it would be $40.
And what about spouses?
That amount also pertains to friends or spouses.
Okay. So it's $40 per person unless you register beforehand, right?
Right, up until August 15th.
What do you get for your registration for the convention?
You'll get a packet of information with material in it and some freebies and banquet tickets and chips, soda, and beer for the weekend and a lot of enjoyment.
Do you have any idea what the dinner is going to be at this present time?
It'll be a meat, a starch, and a vegetable. Probably chicken. I'm not sure.
Okay. Where will this be held?
It'll be at the Best Western, Oak Hills area, 7401 Warsbach. That is on the 410 loop. And Warsbach and 410 are very well marked. It's on the northwest side of town. And there's a big sign there that says Best Western at that intersection. Can't miss it. It's in the medical center area on the right there at that intersection.
Do you happen to know the rates for the hotel?
Single rates will be $52, plus tax probably. Doubles will be $57, and that will also include a free breakfast buffet every morning, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Or anybody comes before that date, you know.
How would they contact the hotel?
They have a toll-free number anywhere in the U.S., 800-468-3507. And you can make reservations with them daily up until 5 p.m. Central Time.
What about travel plans? How are the different ways you can get to San Antonio?
Amtrak is available there from Chicago straight to Indians in San Antonio. Coming from the East Coast, you can also catch the Amtrak all the way through that way. Greyhound's available. And we worked out a deal with Southwest Airlines. And you can call them at 800-433-5368 and ask about item number S0098. And they tell them where you want to fly from, and they automatically know that that's the code number for the National Radio Club Convention. And they'll book your rate and give you a 10% discount. Now, upon arriving at San Antonio, if it's by plane, there will be a free shuttle. And people coming by plane, well, any airline, it doesn't just pertain to Southwest, but call the hotel about a day in advance, and they will be sure to have somebody there with their van. Just tell them what time you're going to be arriving, and they'll be there with the hotel band to get you at no charge. If anybody needs any assistance from bus stations, train stations, like that, let me know and we'll get you some way.
Okay. And what kind of things are we going to be doing while at the convention? Do you have any itinerary?
Starting Friday will be registration. And during that time, if people want to go over to the WOAI studios on Friday, arrangements will be, have been made to do that. And then Friday evening, this gentleman from Minneapolis, you probably know his name.
Mark Durenberger. Yeah, Mark Durenberger.
I believe he's going to make a presentation on satellites, something to do with satellites. Saturday, you can go out and go shopping, go down to the Riverwalk, look around the sights of San Antonio, just come on back and get ready for the banquet. And I think that'll occur about 7 o'clock, usually is, I think. The speaker will be a man from radio communications with NASA. And then, of course, that evening, the auction and the business meeting. And Sunday would be John Balker doing the travel log and his quiz. And then I believe you have something you can tell me on what you're going to show about the history of radio and the DX audio service.
History of KOMO Radio, Seattle.
Okay, KOMO. Okay.
And how can our DX Audio Service members contact you if they have any questions or just need some information?
My home number is 512-834-0771. Or if they want to contact me through computer, is my amateur call, W5LN@AOL.com. Now, my home address is 11313 January Drive, Austin, Texas, 78753. Now, if they want to pre-register through my home address, please make your checks out to the National Radio Club. And if any auction items want to be sent, you can send them here to my home address.
Thank you very much, Dale, for talking with us about the convention, and we hope that everyone has a chance to visit with us down in San Antonio for the National Radio Club Convention. One of the auction items which will be there will be this interesting bag. It's a nice little travel bag made of, looks like kind of like a canvas-style material, and it's big enough to put about, oh, let's see, 10 to 15 ICF 2010s in, has a little logo on it, and it has something to do with the item we teased you with last month. Now here's Ken Onischuk with a look at sports networks.
Thanks, Brad. And Ken back here in Joliet with your monthly sports column before the convention. And start out quickly here. I just picked up at Service Merchandise at a clearance sale a Grundig Yachtboy 305, the first digital radio I've ever owned. This is a $120 radio. I got it on clearance for $60, and it seems to do pretty good with medium wave, short wave, and FM. I've given a little bit of a test. One expanded band station at daytime. I went to visit to my brother's wedding in Chicago on Sunday, July the 5th. We stayed overnight at a motel in North Suburban Glenview, and I got 1670. The station from Madison, Wisconsin, coming in weak in the morning, which was nice to hear that, so I know how far their daytime coverage goes. Okay, I want to give special thanks to Debbie Kolbeck on the Iowa Barnstormers football information there. Thanks to Ted down there in Arizona. I didn't catch his last name that well, but instead of insulting him, I'll just tell him thanks for the Arizona Cardinals tip. And to Pat Cassidy, who was wondering about the national baseball broadcasts. CBS did it for quite a while, then ended it a few years ago, with even the Chicago stations having no interest in it and being shipped out to a suburban station. Now, there are many stations on ESPN Radio on Sunday night, many of them very strong stations, that cover the Sunday night baseball games, that you shouldn't have any problem, Pat, picking one up in your area on the radio dial. Okay, this month I want to get onto this quickly here. I have the final edition of the Winter Arbitron ratings. Let me get into this quick. Las Vegas, number one is FM there. Top 40 KLUC FM at 10.2. The number one English-speaking station is News Talk Sports KXNT at 3.1, down from last time. Move to Nashville, where country music is king. WSIX got 6%, down from last time. Number one AM is down to 10th, 1510. WLAC at 3.4. WSM has really dropped. Once a powerhouse, it's now 12th at 3.2. Move to Memphis, where rhythm and blues is really super down there. Number one WHRK at 8.3, but powerhouse WDIA 1070 is third place, that is, at 7.3, and Sports Talk WHBQ came in 21st at 1.2. Move up to Rochester, New York, where AM is king, friends. The Big Wham on 1180 at a 10.3 rating, though down from last time. Satellite Sports Talk WHTK 1280 came in 14th at 1.5. Raleigh, North Carolina is next. Top 40 WDCG at 8.4, down from last time. Next, move to Raleigh, North Carolina. Top 40 WDCG at 8.4, and down from last time, though. Number one AM in third place, 680 WPTF at 6.7. Small market, though, but in there, West Palm Beach, Florida. Adult standards, WEATFM at 8.6, though down from last time. Austin, Texas, home of convention host Dale Hamm. Country Western, KASC at 10.3, up from last time. Number 1 AM in ninth place is 590, KLBJ at 4.6, down from last time. Jacksonville, Florida is a rare market. They have three sports talk stations in this market, but only one made the ratings. Number 1 station is Rocker, WAPE. Remember it from years ago what was that, AM 690, the powerhouse? Well, now it's on FM, 8.3, up from last time. Number one AM, though, is 690 WOKV at 4.2, up from last time, and Sports Talk 600 WBWL at 1.2, down from last time. Move to Louisville, Kentucky, where what a combo down there. WHAS, WAMZ get a combination 26% listenership of the market this in winter. Anyway, WAMZ Country 13.7 down, and News Talk WHAS at 12.2. No sports talk there. Oklahoma City, small a market as you might think it is, has three sports talk stations, and all three made the ratings. Number one, though, is Top 40 KJYO at 10.8, up from last time. Number one AM in fourth place, News Talk KTOK at 7.5, up big this time. Sports Talk 1340 KEBC 2.3 up, 640 WWLS 1.9 down, and KNTL FM 1.1 up. Move down to Dayton, Ohio. Country Western, the KWHKO, 12.2, down from last time. Number one AM is ninth place, WHIO News Talk, 4.6, down from last time. At 10th is WLW, 3.9, up from last time. Next to Birmingham, Alabama. And in Birmingham, Country Western, WZZK-FM at 11.2, up from last time. Number 1 AM in 6th place, News Talk WERC at 5.6. And Sports Talk 690 WJOX in 15th place at 2.3, down from last time. Richmond, Virginia, Country Western, number 1, WKHK 10.6, up from last time. Number 1 AM in 4th place, Powerhouse WRVA 8.3, up from last time. And final market to cover, no, I have two, Albany, New York. Number one, Top 40, WFLY at 10, up from last time. Number one, AM. Number two, though, second spot, WGY, 810, 9.9, though, down from last time. And you finish it up, Greenville, South Carolina, Country Western, WSSL, 10.7, up from last time. And number one, AM and ninth, is News Talk, WORD, WYRD, simulcast at 5.1, up from last time.
Thanks, Ken, for all the sports information. Well, I'm back here on the back porch again since it's such a nice day, and I thought I'd finish up this side of the magazine and this issue of the DX Audio Service with some DX Change material, so let's jump right in. Randy Davis at 1905 Blackiston Mill Road in Clarksville, Indiana, 47129, telephone number 812 1-800-945-0070 is offering a Super Radio 3 for $50. And Jeff Ross at Post Office Box 487, Quakertown, New Jersey, 08868, is offering a Kiwa Loop, like new, for $295 plus UPS, as well as a HQ180 in good condition, new electrolytic capacitors, realigned for $299. Local pickup only. And finally, yours truly at 706 McKenzie Drive in Lima, Ohio, 45805, has for sale some old reel-to-reel tapes on 7-inch reels, which may contain air checks and or jingles, and could be 7.5 or 15 IPS, regular, Dolby, or DBX. Absolutely no choice of content or documentation provided. Some tapes may contain stiction or be warped. $1 per box, 12 for $10 as is. Add shipping. No phone calls, please, on those tapes. I'm also cleaning out my amateur radio shack, and I have a few things available. They are a Mirage 70-centimeter gas-fed preamplifier that works inside the shack. That's for the 440 megahertz band. A Mirage 2-meter gas-fed preamplifier that is also inside the shack. They have Type-N connectors on both units and are powered by 12 volts. Also, an MXCOM MXP 1083 privacy adapter for two-way radios, so it scrambles your communications. I've got 18 of those at $20 each, or I'll cut you a deal if you want to take the whole pile. Finally, here's an interesting thing. If you are starting up a radio station, an RCA Model BC7D, that's an MI11107D broadcast audio console, 10-channel audio console, can be configured as two monos separate or stereo for $400. And also a Gatesway 3, same vintage as the Stereo 80, 8-channel mono audio console, 3 mics, 2 turntable inputs, 2 tapes, and 1 remote for $250. Or I'll trade for a series of production libraries on vinyl, or preferably on CD of William B. Tanner or Pepper Tanner Creative Sound Services, SOB, TM Producer, Laser, etc., a complete set of production discs. And that's our DX Change. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, drop it to us in a card or a letter and send it to us here at the magazine. We'll put it in the magazine and also in DX News. That's it. That's all. There's no more time. So we'll catch you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out there and support radio.